hear music like that on a Sunday morning. Nowhere, I think, is the answer. You're tuned to Caroline on 319, Europe's first and only album station. That's ZZ Top and TV Dinners. Before that, the Eagles and Those Shoes. We started with the Rolling Stones and It's All Over Now, and the excellent Psychedelic Furs and a song called President Gas, a live version of that. It's 28 minutes to 12 o'clock. That means it's time for a personal top five. Today it's that of Lynn Terry, who comes from Beaconsfield Road, Great Yarmouth, Norfolk in England. Good morning, Lynn. Thank you for sending it in. At number five in your top five, it's this one.
Relax, don't do it, when you wanna go to it. Relax, don't do it, when you wanna come.
On a Sunday.
Relax, don't do it, when you wanna suck it to it. Relax, don't do it, when you wanna come. When you wanna come.
Come on. close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze.
Caroline, your personal top five. Vincent Price with a guest appearance by Michael Jackson, number three in the personal top five of Lynn Terry of Great Yarmouth in Norfolk. Number four was Japan, Night Porter. Number five, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and one of the many different versions of Relax. It's 14 minutes to 12.
The Gulf War,
the European Community,
Central America,
the presidential election,
the Olympic Games,
the future of Hong Kong,
business,
the arts,
space,
science,
new products,
the kings and princes,
the leaders,
and the lead.
Your world is reported every week in the pages of Newsweek magazine. Newsweek. Pick up a copy this week from your news agents. Newsweek, the international news magazine.
I just not. I've had visitors in the studio saying Tom Anderson playing Thriller by Michael Jackson. Well, it's a top five. Why not? We go on. Number two, U2, and Gloria, recorded live.
Time.
number two in Lynn's personal top five. It was U2, the live version of Gloria from Under a Blood Red Sky. And at number one, Ultravox and the song called Vienna. Lynn Terry, thank you very much for sending in your personal top five. If you'd like to send yours in, do so, please. We'd love to hear from you. And you get a chance of getting it played anyway. The address to write to, Top 5 Radio Caroline, New York, 11518 in the USA. Once again, that's Top 5 Radio Caroline, New York, 11518 in the USA. That's it from myself, Tom, for this morning. Peter Quinn along at 12 to take you through until 3 in the morning. At 3, between 3 and 6, it's Grant Benson with a brand new Caroline chart. Until then, I'm going to leave you with Brinsley Schwartz and a song called What's So Funny About Peace, Love and Understanding. Not a lot as far as I know. Don't forget to be happy.
Broadcasting live from the North Sea on 319 meters, 963 kilohertz. This is Radio Caroline, where it's 12 midday.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
As he was preparing to leave Britain after the World Economic Summit, President Reagan told newsmen he was leaving with renewed confidence that the future belongs to the free. He said the summit had demonstrated the unity of Western nations. He also said on yesterday's protest by CND in London, "I don't think they're speaking for the majority." In the Gulf War, Iranian warplanes have struck at the Iraqi town of Al Al-Gabi. The Iraqis say 4 civilians were killed. Earlier, the Iraqis struck at Desful, killing at least 14 people, injuring another 150. At least 20 people are reported to have been killed in continuing violence in the Indian state of Punjab. Half were members of the Indian Army and security forces. 15,000 people have been made homeless in Brazil by continuing rain and flooding in a southern state of that country. It's been revealed that 2 French security service men who had been guarding French President Mitterrand at the World Economic Summit have had their guns confiscated by London police. The police said the men did not have firearm certificates. They were not arrested, and a decision on whether to prosecute the men has still to be taken. A $30 million satellite, Intelsat 5, is tumbling out of control in space, and NASA, who launched it yesterday from Cape Canaveral, say it cannot be salvaged. It's NASA's 4th satellite failure in 15 months. For Caroline J. Jackson.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Because I always do. My train, I'm certain, left the station just when it was due. I must have read the morning paper going into town. And having gotten through the editorial, no doubt I must have frowned. I've made my desk around a quarter after 9, with letters to be read and heaps of papers waiting to be signed. I must have gone to lunch at 12:30 or so, the usual place, the usual bunch. And still on top of this, I'm pretty sure it must have rained before you came. I must have lit my 7th cigarette at 2:30. And at the time I never even noticed I was blue. I must have kept on dragging through the business of the day without really knowing anything. I hid of me away. At 5 I must have left. There's no exception to the rule. A matter of routine. I've done it ever since I finished school. The train back home again. Undoubtedly I must have read the evening paper then. Oh yes, I'm sure my life was well within its usual frame. The day before you came. Read a while, the latest one by Barbara Carter. something in that style. It's funny, but I had no sense of living without aim. The day before you came. And turning out the lights, I must have yawned and cuddled up for yet another night. And rattling on the roof, I must have heard the sound of rain.